Hey, what's up, y'all? I am so excited to share with you guys about this application called Anchor. I've been on Anchor for about a year. I just hit 1,000 listens, so I'm very excited about that. I don't even know 1,000 people. But all I had to do was go on my App Store or your Google Store, download the application, hit the plus symbol, and you can start recording right from there. You can also go on and edit, and you can make money from this podcast as well. Don't worry. You ain't got to go through all of that crazy stuff like posting it in all these million places. Anchor will do that for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. All right? And you can earn money, as I said, with no minimum listenership. All right? So all you got to do is download the free application or go to Anchor FM to get started. It's just that easy. Hey, what's up, guys? It is time for another episode of Reggie's Expressions. And I have another special guest hanging out with me today. Her name is Miss Patrice Ihart Hare on social media, and she also has her own podcast called Hey Sis Hey. So we're gonna get into the discussion today. We've been talking a lot about therapy, and I hinted a little bit about a few ideas of therapy, mostly talk therapy, because that's what I go through or do myself. But we're gonna be talking a little bit about self-care and how important that is in terms of, you know, the overall idea of caring for yourself, being kind to yourself, as well as, you know, making sure that you are your own and most important best interest. So Patrice and I are going to dig a little deeper into that here. And we're going to have just a discussion where, you know, we talk about just our experiences and her go more into depth in terms of, you know, the beauty industry and being a trichologist, which I had no idea what that was until she told me. But she's going to talk about that, and we're just going to see how the conversation goes. So give us just a minute here, guys. We'll be right back. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Reggie's_expressions. So that's REGGEES_expressions on Facebook and Instagram, if you find me there. And then you can also find me on Facebook, too, and I'll tell y'all that here in a moment. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come right back. We'll talk soon. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm excited we are in season 3. I talk about that all the time because I'm so excited that we are here. And it's going pretty well. We're in our 4th week. And I got to tell you guys about how easy it is to make a podcast. You guys know that I've been using Anchor. I've been using Anchor for a while. And it's so easy. All you got to do is download the application, Anchor FM. And then you can just record. They also have spots to where you can record commercials. You can actually call your friends and you know, do an interview from there instead of using all these other weird and crazy technology things that are very, very complicated. It's all in the application, and I definitely use it. You can put a little music in there. You can edit. You can add things. You can remove things. You can literally have your own professional podcast from Anchor, and it's free. All right. So, download Anchor FM today to start your podcast.
Share it. And I think a lot of times in the Black and Brown community, we're not open to grieving.
Okay. And we're going to talk about self-care, as I said. There are many different ways that we can really navigate life. And, you know, I am a big advocate for talk therapy because that is something that has been the most impactful to me, but I do understand and know that there are other avenues too. Now, mind you guys, I am not an expert. I am not somebody who is trained to tell you what to do. I'm just simply talking about my experience and exploring avenues that, you know, come up along the way that may help me too. And one thing that I know that I need to do more of is self-care, you know. I personally have heard that word come around. It's a little bit of a buzzword, but I really don't know what it means. So I have Patrice here, who's in the beauty industry. And I like to think someone who helps with self-care with some of the things that she does. And I feel like she is going to be the expert on this. So, Patrice, tell us who you are, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Absolutely. But first of all, Ricky, thank you so much for inviting me into this beautiful space of yours. I love the vibe it gives me, just Reggie's expressions. I love that.
Thank you.
So, my name is Patrice Renee. I am a licensed cosmetologist. And I am in the process of becoming a certified and licensed trichologist. There's a lot of ologists, but it's just a fancy little way for me to bring my love for the medical field and science into the beauty industry, particularly in the Black and Brown community. Mm-hmm. I have my own podcast right here on Anchor. You inspire me to continue on with that part because I too love talk therapy. And as a matter of fact, I think talk therapy is very biblical to me. Mm-hmm. There's a scripture in the New Testament that says that don't have me live on your podcast, Lord. it reads to this degree, and I can find it later on if someone's interested in finding the exact place it says this, but in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Mm-hmm. And when I first read that years ago, when I was establishing my relationship with God, that was very therapeutic for me, and I wouldn't know the full reason why I gravitated to that particular scripture mm-hmm. until I experienced a highly traumatizing experience mm-hmm. In my adult life with in a former relationship.
Wow. Okay.
That would introduce the importance of therapy and the concept of therapy to me. Mm-hmm. Long before it was a popular thing to say or do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at it because I feel the same way when it comes to talk therapy. It's something that I gravitated to. I was having this conversation with Carlos. Oh, no, we were talking about on the podcast earlier this week about, you know, how I speak. I've always talked this way. Even as a child, yeah, I was very, vivid with words and being able to explain myself and, you know, being told that I sound like an adult. So for me, this is the only way that I've been able to, you know, really kind of express myself. I've had moments where, you know, I wasn't able to express myself fully because of whatever reason. And, you know, because I was afraid. I was going to try to say scared and afraid, but because I was afraid or I didn't feel like it was valuable. But once you get that piece of confidence in terms of, you know, people listening to what you have to say, you realize how, number one, people gravitate to you. And sometimes people will use you as a vessel to be able to explain how they feel. You know, even though they may not see strength in themselves to be able to do it. So it's definitely something I find, you know, I take it. I'm very, very, how do you say? I'm very passionate about, you know, talk therapy and to some degree, you know, for me to talk about it as much as I did. But as I was stating, you know, self-care is something I feel like I need to do more of. Me and Carlos both have Massage Envy, memberships, but we, you know, may go every other month. You know what I'm saying? We literally have enough to go, you know, once a week for a month, you know? So,
having the access to it is something that we do have, but you know, allowing yourself that kindness to, you know, to go through it is something that I know I struggle with.
Right.
So, so do you consider what you do, Miss Patrice Renee, a form of self-care, or do you think that it's, well, yeah, how do you see, you know, your part in the industry, I guess?
I love that question because it allows me to share why I even started.
Okay.
So I can kind of go in that route.
Yeah.
I never thought about going to the beauty industry because my mother, she's a salon owner mm-hmm. and a licensed cosmetologist of over 30 years experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I always saw myself as a professional businesswoman, power business suit, looking mm-hmm. bad and badass, you know,
mm-hmm.
all that, working in a corporate area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a relationship that, of course, led to a marriage
mm-hmm.
In 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2008, I got pregnant. And all these great things were happening on the outside, but inside, behind the scenes, I was experiencing growing abuse from mm-hmm. my ex-spouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was verbal, it was mental, it was spiritual,
mm-hmm.
it was financial, and there were moments of physical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, And it wasn't anything that I recognized as bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, these are just the growing pains.
Right.
But it wasn't until I was hospitalized Labor Day of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I had been experiencing all sorts of health ailments that were manifesting physically,
mm-hmm.
from almost blacking out to sudden dizzy spells
mm-hmm.
to erratic breathing and feeling so sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it all culminated to where I found myself trying to drive with my son, who was a baby at the time,
mm-hmm.
In the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a little taller. He was probably like one something. Let's see, nine. Yeah, he was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to drive, and I found myself trying to breathe because the roads in front of me were intertwining. So I was trying to stay in my lane, but my lane mm-hmm. in reality was me driving into incoming traffic.
Oh no.
And so, and it was like, and every time I would blink, I kept seeing flashing spots of color.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, someone said, you need to go to the ER right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove me and Ethan to the local hospital, to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they took my vitals and all of that. And they asked, how was I feeling? And, you know, I wasn't feeling anything per se, just that I just couldn't, things were confusing. Like, mm-hmm. I just kept seeing spots of color.
Mm-hmm.
But I could talk coherently, and I could understand just spots of color. Every time I was blinking,
mm-hmm.
it was causing me to blink even more, and I was trying to blink away the color spots.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my blood pressure, and they said, Miss, at the time, it was McKinney. Said, Miss McKinney, mm-hmm. we're gonna have to hospitalize you. Is there anybody that can come get your son? And I was like, well, why? What's wrong? And they said your heart rate is extremely slow, like it's about to stop.
Oh my gosh!
And we're trying to figure out. Yeah, we're trying to figure out why you don't feel any weirder or any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. what they said, what it, in a sense, my heart rate was like. My heart rate, it was beating so slow, I should have been in intensive care.
Wow.
And So they you know, I called my then husband and told him come get Ethan, told him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They put me in the hospital and they did a series of tests. They called in all these doctors. At the time, I worked with a group of cardiologists. So mm-hmm. thankfully, one of my favorite cardiologists in the office was on call. So he came in. He was asking me about my cardiac care. Mind you, I am athletic, so I've never mm-hmm. had health issues. You know, I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I tried to eat healthy, you know, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't explain anything. So when they called in a neurologist, he did his test. And he did his test twice. And when he came back to see me after the second round of tests, he said, he asked me, are you undergoing any kind of stress?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I'm thinking to myself, no, because my mind was, you know, this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
What I was experiencing in my home life was normal. We were still technically newlyweds. We were under 5 years married.
Mm-hmm.
We had a young baby, and the things that, you know, we weren't seeing eye to eye, weren't agreeing, and all this kind of stuff. So at that time, I was like, I'm not really under any crazy stress. There are issues, but it's not like craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Ms. McKinney, your body is, your neurons and your brain, everything is firing off. It's like you're having seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we see, you've been having seizures for an extensive amount of time.
Mm.
And we're trying to understand why you haven't dropped, why you haven't felt anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking back, and that the whole year, you know, the previous month, all year, there were moments I was vomiting suddenly. Mm-hmm. There were moments where I would, you know, go to sleep quickly and feel like I'd been asleep forever, but I didn't look at it as a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I know I'm, you know, I think you asking how do I think what I do is self-care. That leads to realizing that I had let myself completely go.
Mm-hmm.
And my health was suffering to the point where, according to the medical team, I was going to die young.
Mm.
There was no way I should have been still doing what I was doing and operating like I was operating with what was happening in my body biologically and chemically.
Mm. Mm.
So that stay in the hospital, they kept me in for a week. That stay in the hospital was the first time I had been away from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the best sleep I have had since being married to him.
Mm-hmm.
I began, everything became, I got so much clarity. I was having clearer dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in that space that I began to, it's going to sound a little kooky, but I began to see my husband with who eventually became his mistress.
That's not kooky. That's some people would call that intuition or premonition. So that's not kooky at all.
Okay, she was like, girl, that sounds witchy woo. I said, well, really,
no,
okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. But and I was ignoring. It wasn't. I was ignoring all the signs. I wasn't calling a spade for a spade.
Because
I recognized the red flags. But I'm a Christian woman married to a pastor.
Oof.
And I have to pray him through and ebobo shabbat, you know, pray him and speak in tongues and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dying physically.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair is falling out.
Mm-hmm.
My skin is jacked up. My nails are brittle because, as I've gotten into my career, when your body begins to experience stress, you know, emotions, your body begins to respond first in your nails, your skin, and your hair.
Yeah.
Your nails,
I didn't know that.
Huh?
I said, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so all of that was happening, and that health crisis turned into what would be the starting catalyst. Mm-hmm. For me realizing I matter,
mm-hmm.
I'm worthless and I'm way more valuable. And mm-hmm. I don't have to choose this. I don't have to accept this level of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that level of stress is in the form of a toxic marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got out of the hospital, you know, I confronted my then husband. He at first tried to make me feel like I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to threaten to take my son from me.
Mm-hmm.
He had people in our church, including our pastor,
mm-hmm.
Kind of in that loop. He was very charismatic, very, you know, just charming and all that. And he was in denial until I said, I know you're having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
I know who she is. I know she's married as well. Mm-hmm. And these are the conversations you are having. And I began to tell him verbatim who mm-hmm. he was talking to, what the words were, and how they were planning to help him cover up his tracks.
Wow.
Because I was having the clarity in the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told him that, he got infuriated, this and the other. We ended up separating. It was a violent separation, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when I finally got into, me and my son, we were homeless for a month or so.
Wow.
And we lived out of a car in a storage room here in Columbus
mm-hmm.
until I was able to accumulate enough money to get my own place. And in my own apartment with my baby, I realized that I'm really broken mm-hmm. and I need to talk to somebody.
mm-hmm.
Because if I don't, I can head across the Chattahoochee River. I can head across this bridge, but I'm more than likely going to drive the car over the edge.
Mm.
So I got into therapy, and in the session, she told me, you know what, Patrice, you like makeup. You need to put on lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he comes and picks up your son, you wear lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made me feel incredibly ugly, unwanted, undesirable. He was very mean-spirited in his words to me during the separation time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to feel better about myself and to get my confidence back up and going, I began to care about my makeup again. So I started putting on lipstick. Then I started putting on lashes. Mm-hmm. Then I started putting on getting my brows together.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to the realization that the better I feel that I look, the better I am, the more productive I am in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the more productive I am in my life, the more confident I am in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was self-care. That's how my career became really birthed. That's like, if I can feel good like this coming out of a really bad situation, what other woman needs this as well?
Mm-hmm.
And so, saying all that to say, and I'm sorry if I've gone long-winded, you can let me know, stop me.
No, you're good. You're good.
I definitely think that what I do fits into self-care, because it is a time for a man and a woman, even children,
mm-hmm.
to come and let someone else take care of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to normalize being pampered.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a luxury. It's not a once in a lifetime. It's not mm-hmm. when I get my tax refund. Like right. you and your husband, we have a membership in Massage Envy for every month.
Mm-hmm. Right. For a couple years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, as self-care, you know, something that you just said in terms of self-care, it's not like an extracurricular, it's something that should be a part of your normal routine. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was hearing you say what you had to say, you know, number one, that was an unfortunate story, and I'm glad and I'm thankful that you took the time to explain that to us, because Carlos is here. And, you know, I'm glad that you got through it. But it did take a level of self-care, a self-awareness, for you to be able to understand the situation that you were in. And that is also, being self-aware is a part of self-care too.
Yes.
And I think that while you were saying that, I was wondering why I don't, you know, indulge into self-care. Because I think more. Because I think, you know, meditation, you know, it's you know, mm-hmm. is a form of that. You know, laying in the stillness, you know, letting, you know, being mindful. I think these are all things that are, you know, important. But for me, I think the issue is number one, I'm alone all the time. You know, mm-hmm. but a lot of times when I'm alone, it's because of the circumstances around me. Like, for example, I work, so I'm upstairs. You know what I'm saying? I don't really interact with anybody or see anybody during the day too much. But that's just because of the circumstances of Carlos being at work and me working in the office. But whenever I actually decide to do these self-care things, with the exception of massage, the massage is really because I have to go, you know, set an appointment. Sometimes I forget 2-3 days pass or whatever. But the other aspects of it is like being alone with myself is something that I haven't mastered yet. I was going to say fear, but I haven't mastered yet because, you know, I don't know what to do with all these thoughts and things that I have other than to, you know, try to solve them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's been the mode that I've been in for so long. Yeah. So I need to figure out how to work on that. So, you know, I appreciate you telling me that. So I have another question for you.
Sure.
Well, I want to, a couple things. I do have another question for you, but I want to let everybody know a little bit of the backstory behind you and I. So, Patrice and I met through our really good friend, Darlena, who, untimely passed away in 2019, November of 2019 from AML, leukemia. And it was a tragic experience. And I actually watched Patrice perform. I don't know if it was a poem or just spoken word or whatever the case may be, which is something that Darlena was into as well. And we became friends, you know, over Facebook through our connection through Darlena. So we've maintained a friendship as a result of our relationship with Darlena. And, you know, she's one of the sweetest people that I've met. So my next question is the obvious one. What are some things that you do in terms of self-care and, you know, yeah, what are some of the things that you do in terms of self-care?
So, some of the things that I do, in terms of self-care is I love having what my fiance calls our moments.
Mm-hmm.
I love having weekly coffee moments.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of Starbucks. I used to be a Starbucks employee
back
when I was in college.
Okay.
And I love the smell of coffee brewing. I love the taste of espresso. I love the sound of the milk frother machine. I love everything about Starbucks and everything about any coffee house. Mm-hmm. I love it. So I will take myself to a coffee house locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually go by myself. Now I do, like, if we're meeting him on a date or if I'm with my son, we're having a mom and son time together, we may go, but I typically go by myself and I sit there and I make it a very satisfying experience. I take a look at the menu, see what's new. I ask questions, in particular how I want my monkey business latte or my pistachio almond, whatever that they got going on. And I even have a book, my laptop, a pen, paper, and I can sit in the coffee house and just kind of absorb the culture and the vibes that's there. And that allows me to just quietly indulge in the moment of it's my moment. No one's asking me to be mommy.
Mm-hmm.
No one's asking me to be fiance. No one's asking me to be hairstylist. No one's asking me to be bill payer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in control.
Mm-hmm.
And I am deciding that right now, it's about me and how this coffee tastes and how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I will get dressed up just to go sit at Starbucks or the Iron Bank or the coffee Coffee Caboose or the Underground Cafe, wherever mm-hmm. I am,
mm-hmm.
I will. You think I'm going on a date? And the sense I am is for me.
Mm-hmm. You date me yourself.
For me, yeah. Another thing that I do, I love to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a country girl, originally from Mississippi. And mm-hmm. I love digging my bare feet in the ground.
Ooh, no ma'am.
Like,
no ma'am.
My toes have to take a little crooked dive into the earth.
No ma'am. I can't do that. Not outside, I can't.
I loved it. And I've always been like, as a little girl, and I didn't know what it was until I got older,
mm-hmm.
where they call it grounding.
Okay.
You know, where they when you put your physical body to the flat surface, to whatever you like, the sand at the beach.
I can't stand sand.
Cut grass outside or whatever, and you just allow yourself to absorb the energy from the earth.
Mm. That sounds really, really good. The way you make it sound sounds really amazing. But do you have to have your shoes off? Like, is that something? Can I just wear flip flops and sit on the ground?
You can. however you want.
Okay.
There is no right or wrong to it, and that's another thing about self care. Everybody has their own way of mm-hmm. incorporating it in their own style.
Mm-hmm.
Like my fiance, part of his self-care routine mm-hmm. is he goes to float.
Mm-hmm.
So for Valentine's Day, this past Valentine's Day, for his gift, instead of cologne or a bottle of his favorite scotch, or whatever, mm-hmm. I got him a 3-month membership
mm-hmm.
to a place called Uptown Float here in the city.
Yeah.
Where he goes and he just floats. It's a deprivation experience.
Yeah, Carlos and I did that a few years ago. And it definitely was a deprivation experience. it was actually interesting, but I didn't have a desire to do it again. Just because of the whole salt water stuff, that was too much for me, because I felt like I had to clean again after I got done. But that, see, all this is all in my head from taking away from the experience, because it was really a fun experience. I mean, it was different. That's interesting. We have one here in Orlando. I don't know if it's still open, but it's called it's named Float too. That's the name of it, Float.
Okay.
So
like, you know, I'm like you. I went one time mm-hmm. As a day date. He loved it. It was great for one time. I would prefer the massage.
Right, yeah, me too.
I said, if you get me anything, get me a membership at Massage Envy.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy
that's
it?
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
No. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but other things I do for self-care, One of the big things, Reggie, that I've started doing
mm-hmm.
is I go and I intentionally spend a certain amount of money just on me as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go out and buy anything as a mom or anything for the house
mm-hmm.
or even for bae.
Mm-hmm.
I just go out and say, you know what? Today, I'm going to go buy some press-on nails.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going to go buy some makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going to go buy some, what else did I say recently? But I started doing that because I realized, financially speaking, I wasn't doing anything self-care financially.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was always being done for everybody else in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get so busy wearing the hat and doing for other people financially, mm-hmm. that we forget you need some more draws. So you can go buy
That's true.
And, you know, and not the little six pack with the bonus one from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Spend that. Get that 5 for $20. Go through there. Look for the lacy stuff. Mm-hmm. You know. Get you something that's going to make you feel incredible, because this is part of self-care. And I actually just spent, I bought underwear, lacy, silky, soft underwear that requires to be washed in a lingerie bag. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done that in so long, and I'm almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that in so long, and but when I put it on, there's a feeling I get about myself. I'm kinder to my body in this lacy underwear. Now, yeah, baby can, you know, fiance can enjoy it and take it off with his teeth if he wants to. You know, that's fine and dandy. But I look good now. And because of that, I put a full-length mirror in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put on this cute little lacy set, I look at myself. I'm not looking at myself criticizing my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at myself saying, girl, your ass is so cute. Girl, I see your little hips coming through. You better keep slimming that little tummy down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so much appreciative and kinder and nicer to my physical body when I feel good in these very luxurious lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's good. You know, some of the things that you were saying, you know, are small little details, you know, like a lot of the stuff, you know, some of it does require money, you know, in terms of what you choose and what you feel that you like. And, you know, it really is trial and error. But a lot of the stuff that you said in terms of like grounding and you know, taking, you know, some time to go to your favorite spot are things that, you know, aren't really, you know, as costly as one would think to just have self-care. And I just want to, you know, acknowledge like the fact that you, you know, named off so many things that is considered self-care that doesn't require a lot of effort in you know, money and time to do, you know, with the exception of the things that does take money and time to do. But I never looked at, you know, purchasing things that I liked as, you know, a form of self-care. But I guess, you know, looking back at it now, I guess it can be. I'm an electronic guru and I love like getting the newest things and, you know, having that. And that does give me a sense of happiness and connection in terms of technology. But I've just never looked at it in that way. And what I was also going to say is, you know, it's not lost on me either that, you know, self-care doesn't have to be elaborate. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be this thing that, you know, we have to go to, you know, Mount Everest, to the top of it to find, you know what I'm saying? And become one with solidarity and one with nature and all these things. It's really just taking attention to detail to things that you like and focusing on that and just, you know, acknowledging, hey, I like how I feel about this and I want to feel that again. What do I have to do to make that happen, it seems? So
yes.
I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. Do you have any other questions, Carlos?
No.
Because I'm going to make him a star one of these days. No. Carlos is going to be a star. Do you have any, not, this is off topic, but do you have any pets, Patrice?
I do. I have Prada. She's a Shih Tzu Dachshund mix.
Oh, Shih Tzu Dachshund. I have no idea what that looks like, but I love dogs. So,
she's very bougie.
I mean, with a name like Prada, I would expect so. I enjoyed this conversation. I definitely enjoyed this conversation for sure. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it on up. I want to give Miss Patrice an opportunity to, you know, let you guys know where to find her on social media if she so chooses. You know.
So, if it's okay, before I share the information, I wanna say something concerning you. If
sure.
It's okay, if I can
absolutely,
share.
Girl. Come on, you know me.
you know, you recently experienced a really close loss in your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were posting and sharing that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so beautiful and so... So it was so beautiful.
You trying to make me cry for this piece? Patrice, don't do that. Don't make me cry.
hopefully they're happy tears.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so beautiful, especially during such a traumatizing year of 2020. And then also, of course, and I'm in politics, so the last 4 years have been truly traumatizing on a national sense.
Mm-hmm.
Watching you comfort your mother while she was on this side of life, she's on the other side right now, was such a declaration of self-care you exhibited. Because I believe when you were sharing photos, you guys holding hands and that smile she had because her baby was by her side. And even the process of how to send her off in a beautiful way. Even when you share, you walk that on in the family sense, alone or away from others that probably could have shouldered together alongside you. But you chose to share your journey, which in turn made people flock to you to share how they were coping or were, I don't want to say coping, I don't like that word, but were healing as well. Like Teresa, Darlena's mom.
Right.
And her sister, Nashada, who came down to see you. You know, and just... Allowing yourself to be okay with sharing. You know, you just gave yourself permission to be. And that is self-care. Allowing yourself to be present with the emotion. Acknowledge it. And then let the healing begin, however long it takes.
That was beautiful.
One of the things that I had an old friend tell me was, he cheated on you. Get over it.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I moved my entire life from a whole different state. Mm-hmm. I have no family here. Mm-hmm. So when we was going through our thing, it was me and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even my in-laws were supporting his affair.
Mm.
And you want me to get over it after he abused me and... all this, so I wasn't given permission to even be honest with where I was emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a dangerous place to be. That's when you start thinking about suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You start thinking about murder. Mm-hmm. You start thinking these really unhealthy thoughts. So what you did in that experience, in that entire journey of sharing, that was so much self-care to me.
Mm-hmm. I never looked at it like that. I was just really feeling like I was just trying to get through the day. And I wasn't sharing per se because, you know, well, I wasn't sharing in the sense that I wanted, you know, to be dramatic. For me, I was just trying to find a sense of understanding because I didn't get how I got there. You know what I'm saying? It was mind-boggling to me. And I've told the story about, you know, my mom passing, unfortunately, and, you know, this I would have to tell you in deeper context in terms of my family members, but you know, I was just so surprised at how we had gotten there, you know, and that what took us to this point. And I was almost like, I need to get this ish off my chest because I don't even know how I'm able to do what I'm doing. You know, there were moments when Carlos was like, I'm amazed at how strong you are. And I'm just like, I'm doing what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was something that, you know, it was necessary for me to, like, I didn't do it because, you know, I did it mostly because I felt compelled to. And I wanted to do my best to make sure that my mom's experience, you know, her last few weeks on earth were a positive one, was my main goal. And, you know, I knew that was, you know, a sense of that was a sense of responsibility or duty I felt. And, you know, I mean, not to go too deeply into the relationship with my mom, but my mom was mentally ill. And unfortunately, I've had more years of her being mentally ill than I have as my mother. And the unfortunate part about it is, I mean, when I was younger and well into my adulthood, I actually was very embarrassed by my mom's circumstance. Just because, you know, we as black people, you know, we consider it to be, you know, a family thing. And, you know, it's, you remember in, what was the name of that show? Soul Food, where Uncle was up in the room by himself and he was off to, you know, because Uncle was, you know, going through something mental and it was, you know, everybody knew what was going on, but nobody talked about it. That's how it was with my mom, you know, and not having the tools to be able to express what it was going on. I felt embarrassed, and I also felt like at some point I was going to, you know, ultimately succumb to those circumstances too. So when my mom was passing, or I guess you can say passing, you know, I had to reconcile with myself that, you know, this may be her last, and I need to make sure that I have a sense of responsibility of making sure everything is cool. I was up there in the hospital every moment I could possibly have, you know, every chance I could have gotten. And I will say Phoebe, they pulled out all the stops, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that my experience was good and, you know, being there as much as they could possibly be there for my mom. And it was grateful. It's just unfortunate that the other circumstances, the people that are supposed to be there, you know what I'm saying, opted out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, we, it's still some days, you know, like for example, when you were saying what you were saying, I do find myself getting teary eyed about it.
I cried too.
And it's frustrating because I still have a lot of anger behind some of the stuff that happens. I was talking to Sia today about it, and you know, I mean, she has some truth in what she was saying, but it's going to take me a little bit to figure out where I want to go with this whole relationship in terms of my family members. I don't really know yet, and I'm still in the middle, so, but that's nor here nor there, but I appreciate your kind words, and I, you know, sometimes I do stuff, I say stuff, and I feel like I'm just throwing it in a, you know, a hot dog in the hallway, you know what I'm saying, like, no one sees it, no one hears it, no one acknowledges it, and you know, it could be just that, you know, those people are going through their level of grievance or whatever, and they, you know, have a moment of inaction where they can't say something. I'm not sure, but I appreciate you for noticing, and you know, that makes me feel good in knowing that you saw that I wanted to honor my mother in every step of the way. You know, it wasn't something that I was just doing because I had to do it. It was because I wanted to. So, thank you for thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, you got me up and crying on my own show. Goodness.
Tears are healing.
Yeah.
That's what I have come to learn.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not a person that cries. Like, I have never really, other than when I watched The Star Is Born. That was the one movie that I boohoo cried on. But that was also because me and Carlos was going through something at that time. But I'm not a crier per se, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just that I've been able to express myself with words. I guess that's a form of self-care too, of being able to take inventory about how I feel and not have to use that emotion to emote what it is I'm trying to feel or what I'm feeling. And you know, as of recent, it's like, you know, we'll bring up the conversation about my mom, and I'll find myself, you know, eyes welling up with tears, or you know, I find myself sniffling, not because I want to, you know, it's more or less because I can't really control it. So maybe I've tapped into a level of vulnerability that I didn't have before, and I'm okay with that. I don't mind, you know, telling people or saying to people that I cry, because it is what it is. It's a sad situation, and I'm still trying to make sense of it myself. So
okay,
but we gonna make it happen. We gonna get it through, you know, do all the things that we gotta do. And I'm upset for a little bit, Patrice. There was a section, and you're gonna notice it when I play this back, where it stopped recording.
I'm sorry, I got lost. long-winded.
No. Not that. It was when you were telling me about the self-care stuff. I'm not really concerned about that. About the stuff in terms of, because that I felt that was very personal, and that was the reason why it stopped. I think it was meant for me to hear. And it's funny how God works in certain ways, but the amount of bars that I recorded this thing on stopped. So it was like, okay, you've met the amount of bars. So I had to go back in and add more bars and start recording again. So it's going to pick up where we left off.
Okay.
But I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, I guess. But I appreciate you for noticing. I've always known that I don't have a power discernment as strong as you do. I mean, and I'm not comparing that as a shot to myself. It's just that I feel like things are sometimes are organic, and I don't necessarily put stock into why I get, what I feel. I just take it for what it's worth. And I've always known that you have a greater sense of discernment that I think is amazing. And, some would call prophetizing or prophetess. Some would call it intuition. Some would call it a grace from God. But I definitely think it's all of those things, Patricia. And I appreciate you for your vulnerability and being the leader in terms of, creating conversations among Black folks that don't get a chance to be spoke about. And you're going to be a licensed trichologist. So there's that.
Yes.
That's all I got. If you want to, anything else you need to say or anything else that you would like to say, the floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. I would just like to add, when you think of self-care, ask yourself what space, what vibe, what energy, what food, what drink, what can help you feel your best so that you can be your best for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When we go on flights, she is barking. When we go on flights, the flight attendant tells you, in case of an emergency, put on your oxygen mask first.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, approach your self-care routine like that. Because mm-hmm. you can't be who you are to people in your life until who you need to be for yourself first.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can't be an incredible mom to my son.
I want me a pedicure.
Mm-hmm. I told him I'm a great one for my fiance.
Mm-hmm. You want to let them know where to find you on social media, or at least podcast?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I am at Patrice, not underscore Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook, I am Patrice I Heart Hair Renee.
Patrice I Heart Hair Renee.
Patrice I Heart Hair Renee, and my website for my business is mcmhsalon.com.
All right, now you better have a website. All right, Patrice. Well, thank you so much again for hanging out with us and having this conversation. I really appreciate all the kind things you've said, as I said there. And don't give up on your, I know you haven't given up on your podcast, but if you could revisit some ideas and stuff like that, and I appreciate you saying that I inspire you, but
absolutely. I'm gonna have to have you again, because I was thinking about a series I was gonna do mm-hmm. on Hey Sis Hey and on Facebook Live, so keep your eye on your DM.
Okay, absolutely. Well, guys, I appreciate you hanging out. Thank you so much. That was another episode of Reggie's Expressions. Again, that was Patrice I Heart Hair on Facebook, and Patrice underscore not underscore Patricia on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Yes. All right. So you guys enjoy your night. Don't forget to subscribe, share, like, follow, and leave comments. We appreciate them here. And enjoy your night. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.